First and foremost, right off the bat, immediately and without delay. I am not using this article to advocate that the Vancouver Canadians permanently change their name. We are the Seas. We like being the Seas. We'll always be the Seas. What I am advocating for is a temporary name change, for fun, that would only last one series. Or perhaps the shelf life of this newly named club would only be 24 hours, one day. I'm not sure. But I do know it would be entertaining for us, the masses, and possibly allow me to spend more money on baseball merchandise, which is something I am very good at. Before you close the paper, or your laptop, or throw your phone, in a huff, this is not some harebrained scheme I've come up with on my own. Temporary name changes are a minor league promotion that have become wildly popular in recent years. From the MILB website itself, alternate on-field identities connect minor league clubs with the local community in creative ways and often encapsulate one of the game's most important elements, fun. For example, this season, the AA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, will rebrand temporarily as the Chicken Tenders, to celebrate the, alleged, local invention of, the Chicken Tender. See? Fun. Silly and fun. It's not always silly though. Some teams take the opportunity to honor baseball trailblazers from the past. Like the AAA Salt Lake Bees, who will pay tribute to the Negro Leagues this year by becoming the Salt Lake Occidentals on June 24. So, with all that in mind, I'd like to offer up four suggestions for alternative on-field identities for our beloved and cherished Canadians. 1. The Crows. Baseball has long had a nickname connection with birds. In the majors there are three bird-named teams, the Jays, the Orioles, and the lowly and untrustworthy Cardinals. It just seems to work. So why not throw one more onto the heap? Crows are smart, loyal, and everywhere in this city. Plus, a group of them is called a murder, which is quite intimidating. 2. The Asahi. Wouldn't it be great to honor the legendary Japanese-Canadian baseball team that was based in Oppenheimer Park, originally the Powell Street Grounds, from 1914 to 1941? If you've never heard of the Asahi and their incredible history, do yourself a favor and dig into their story. They are an essential part of Vancouver's baseball DNA and an on-field name change would be a fitting tribute. 3. The Vancouver Specials. What would be more fitting than this moniker? The Vancouver Special, for those that don't know, was a mass-produced style of house that became popular in the 60s and lasted through to the 80s. They still dot our local landscape, and I think a simple illustration of them would look dynamite on a hat. For me to buy. 4. The Vancouver Expos. This is a no-brainer for me. Expo 86 changed the city forever and put us on the international radar. I have vivid memories of Expo because I am old. I think I saw Rainbow War 37 times. This would also be a nice nod and homage to the now defunct, and much missed, Montreal Expos. Maybe they could dust off Expo Ernie for an autograph signing? You see? The possibilities are endless. And I'd love to hear your ideas. Let's brainstorm. As always, you can find me at the Nat.